Scientists using generative AI built and tested 16 functioning bacteriophages after synthesizing roughly 300 candidate genomes in the lab. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show curates stories from online communities. We're not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is August 7th, 2026. That AI phage result is the opening note. It's small in biological scale, but enormous for how we think about design, risk, and regulation. More than 1,000 German legal professionals, precisely 1,051 according to the Republican Association of Lawyers, signed an open letter urging the federal government and the Bundestag to initiate a constitutional party ban case against the far-right Alternative for Germany, arguing the AfD's platform violates human dignity and democratic principles in the Basic Law. Why watch this? Even a formal move would be legally complex and could take years in Karlsruhe, but the petition increases political pressure on parties who alone can bring the case. The Interior and Justice Ministers would be the actors here. And Reddit threads show the public split. Some argue a ban protects democracy, others warn bans can backfire and prefer political defeat at the ballot box.
The U.S. Department of the Interior just agreed to pay Germany's RWE about $1.2 billion to release leases for planned offshore wind projects in U.S. waters, with roughly $900 million earmarked for conventional gas projects, including an LNG export terminal in Louisiana, according to company statements and Interior comments. That payout is part of a broader pattern under the current administration of buying out developers and effectively halting major offshore wind builds, a move that critics say will slow clean energy deployment, while supporters call it a defense of energy security. This is a taxpayer-backed intervention that shifts capital back toward fossil fuels at scale, and should be watched for its ripple effects on supply chains, jobs, and U.S. climate targets. Denmark is requiring upper secondary students who submit the big end-of-course essay, about 9,000 pupils each year, to orally defend that work, and schools must add monitoring and firewalls to exam networks while moving more assignments into supervised in-person settings, Education Minister Magnus Hunicke said. The ministry framed the change as an urgent response to rising AI-assisted cheating. Practical kicker, oral defenses and supervised work are immediate checks on authorship, but teachers and parents on the thread worried about privacy, added workload, and whether surveillance actually fixes the root issue of digital literacy and assessment design.
Stanford researchers announced something that used to live wholly in sci-fi scenarios. Generative AI models trained on a phaged genome corpus produced candidate viral sequences. The lab built about 300 of those sequences, and 16 turned out to be viable bacteriophages in petri dish tests. The team used models named EVO1 and EVO2, trained on roughly 2 million phage sequences, and deliberately excluded animal, plant, and human viruses from their training data. Yet the basic result is the same no matter how you dress it up. AI designed functioning genomes. Why this matters now is double-edged. The immediate application, phage therapy against antibiotic-resistant bacteria, is promising because the AI cocktail killed E. coli strains that resisted natural phages, a concrete laboratory outcome reported by the team. The safety downside is also concrete because the demonstration proves generative models can extrapolate biologically functional sequences. In several peer commentaries and biosecurity experts accompanying the publication urged mandatory consultation with safety and security professionals throughout such projects. The technical anchors are specific. Models trained on approximately 2 million examples, approximately 300 synthetics built, 16 viable. And the policy anchors should be two. Commentators called for tighter access controls around both the models and DNA synthesis pipelines, stronger lab-level risk assessments, and a layered governance regime that includes independent review and secure supply chain protocols for synthesized sequences.
On the community side, Reddit reactions split predictably between excitement about a new tool against superbugs and alarm about misuse. Many users stress the obvious point that a bacteriophage is the smallest genome to make, but they also noted pathways exist from proof of principle to greater capability if model access were unrestricted or synthesis regulation lagged. My take? The lab result is an inflection point, not because we're suddenly facing designer-human pathogens, but because the barrier to producing functional viral genomes just dropped for the simplest cases, and the policy and engineering responses need to close that gap before more complex harms become feasible.
Turn now to the Strait of Hormuz, where Tehran's published draft plan and parallel diplomatic signals have again pushed traders to mark up risk. Iran's draft parliamentary bill would ban U.S. and Israeli vessels from transiting the strait and impose fees on commercial ships. Reports cite figures like a toll up to 7% of a cargo's value and fines as high as 20% for violations. And markets reacted, with Brent crude up nearly 4% and U.S. West Texas Intermediate rising about 3%. On the initial publication. That's the immediate market reaction. The strategic contention is layered. Iran says it is formalizing routing arrangements with Oman and seeks compensation and control language after months of strikes and counterstrikes, while the U.S. has rejected any tolls or permissions, and a U.S. official put it bluntly in recent reporting, any temporary routes will be without any impediments, meaning no approvals or permissions and no tolls or charges. Two concrete consequences follow from those facts. First, shipping costs, insurance premiums, and route choices are changing today as insurers pull cover or demand higher rates, elevating freight costs and putting immediate pressure on energy prices. Second, this is a diplomatic and legal chessboard as states, insurers, and corporations weigh either compliance with Iran's de facto routing or reliance on U.S. military assurances and alternative routes. Reddit threads reflected typical patterns. Some argued Iran was using legal tools to claim reparations for strikes on its infrastructure. Others said this is posturing intended to extract leverage in broader talks. But the economic numbers are clear and actionable. When a choke point that funnels about a fifth of seaborne oil faces contested rules, prices move, and so do strategic calculations in capitals from Tokyo to London.
Even if Tehran never fully enforces a 7% toll, the mere prospect recalibrates risk premia and forces importers and flag states to decide whose maritime order they'll follow. And that decision doesn't happen in a vacuum. It reverberates into alliances, naval deployments, and insurance law. If a single lesson threads today's stories, it's this. Technological capability and legal claims move faster than the institutions that manage their risks, and that gap is where crises and markets reprice. I'm Alex Morgan, Debug the Hype.